Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today I'm going to be talking about good debt versus bad debt. Many people think that all debt is bad and is something to be avoided and paid down as quickly as possible. But there are really two types of debt, good debt and bad debt. Now, one quick and dirty rule of thumb for identifying whether a particular debt is good or bad is to ask yourself whether the debt is financing something that's appreciating or depreciating in value. If the debt is financing something that's going up in value, it's usually good debt. If it's financing something that's losing value, on the other hand, it's usually bad debt. Examples of good debt would be the mortgage on your home and a loan for a college education. A mortgage finances a house, an asset that over the long term goes up in value. And a student loan finances an education, which is likely to result in a better paying job and better employability down the road. At least that's the idea anyway. An example of bad debt would be a car loan. Most new cars lose more than half their value within the first 5 years after being bought. A second example of bad debt would be money that you borrow to buy something that's losing value that you could actually afford to buy without a loan, like a dinner out, for example. Okay, so that's the difference between good debt and bad debt. But what's the smartest way to pay off debt? When tackling debt, it's a good idea to start paying down your highest interest loans first, especially if they're financing items that are losing value. For almost everybody, this means paying down your highest rate credit cards first. After that, you can work on paying off your lower rate consumer loans like a car loan. After you've paid off these types of debts, your next step would be working toward paying off your good debts if, and this is a big if you don't have a better use for the money. If you can invest your money at a higher rate of return than the interest rate on the debt, you're usually better off investing the money instead and paying down the debt more slowly. And if you do have a mortgage, you don't necessarily want to rush to pay it off more quickly. Mortgages typically have low rates compared with other types of debts. And in the U.S. and several other countries, the interest you pay on your mortgage is tax deductible. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you'd like to call in with a question and have a microphone on your computer, you can use the free MyChingo tool in the sidebar of the Money Girl section of QDNow.com. That's QDNow, short for Quick and Dirty Now.com. You can also email your questions and comments to money@QDNow.com. Thanks for listening.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success. and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.